Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. This room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on the safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Boys, it's a Thursday show. How are we doing?
Thursday is not Friday.
It is not.
It's like they say, Thursday fun day.
And Craig, where will you and Derek be headed? Thursday fun day. Where will you and Derek be headed in just 2 days' time?
We are boarding a plane on Saturday morning, 5 a.m., and headed to the wonderful world of Disney.
That's a nice voice.
It's kind of creepy.
Hey, yeah.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I mean, Disney we're going to leave on Saturday morning. We'll have all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and all day Monday, and then we'll come back on Tuesday.
And most of the day Tuesday.
Most of the day Tuesday.
Meanwhile, I'll come down and meet you guys, and I'll have all day Monday and most of the day Tuesday.
So. When Derek and I will probably be laying in the pool the whole day because we'll be so worn out from Saturday and
so
Sunday.
So worn out. I work on my backstroke.
That's a frightening thought. So in the French Quarter pool with the dragon, will you be going down the dragon water slide?
I will not.
I think all three of us should go down the dragon water slide.
While you guys are doing that, I'll be eating beignets the whole
Mickey shaped beignets
the whole time.
Faithful listener Clint sent me a picture of the Mickey shaped beignets the other day, so we had to try those.
Oh, we will, so Clint.
I'm glad that the three of us have agreed we're all going to go down the dragon slide, not at the same time, but in succession.
Can I say it's actually at my house now? I've been able to release the security guards and the 24-hour police watch I've had at my house since the countdown. Well, I think Alan's episode helped.
Well, I think you did mend some bridges there.
I did my best.
Derek, why don't you tell the listeners some of the new things that Grim Grinning Guys are going to be doing on this trip to Walt Disney World, some new experiences that we're reviewing just for you, the listener.
New stuff. We're doing Disney After Hours. Craig and I, Matthew.
Right, right.
And then we're doing Early Morning Magic.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Matthew, it's Craig and I.
Yeah. Both of those are at Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes, Magic Kingdom.
So,
and we're going to experience Toy Story Land.
Yes.
All together.
What do we have fast passes for already, Derek?
You've stumped me.
Oh, Slinky Dog Dash. Yeah. Yes. Tower Terror, Rockin' Roller Coaster. We got one for Flight of Passage.
That's like the top three rides.
Yeah. Flight of Passage and the Kilimanjaro Safaris. Sorry, Craig. I know you're not a fan of that. And Expedition Everest.
I never said I wasn't.
I think
a
those
fan
three.
Yeah.
And then you all have Frozen, Mission Space, and Spaceship Earth at Epcot, I believe. And Mine Train, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain.
We changed one of them.
Oh, okay.
What I'm looking most forward to is on Sunday night when you get there at 1:30, we're all going to go over and eat a kitchen sink.
I don't think they're open then, Craig.
Well, they're going to do, for Triple G, they'll open up.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe that we can get it in room.
Yeah. Oh, that's even better.
Don't you know who we are?
Three kitchen sinks, please.
No, Craig.
Sir, we don't. Three. It's not an individual snack.
Oh, it is.
Speaking of dining, today is episode 61.
61.
Magic Kingdom Quick Service Battle Royale. It
seems like Monday we're just at 60.
We were.
Oh, sorry.
Well, guys, are you ready for this Battle Royale? Are we ready to jump right into it?
How are we doing it again?
Yeah, Derek, how are we going to do this?
I was thinking, since our last episode was done at the golf course, you know how they, with the cart picker that picks up the range balls on the range, we go out on the range without the cart.
I don't like this idea.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, it's not really Disney related, but we just see... Who can survive?
We could do it at one of the... there's a driving range at Disney,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I'm sure there's several.
We could do that.
So we go on the driving range while they're hitting balls?
Yes.
We're at us. While getting a tattoo tattoo artist, right?
How does that help us rank the quick service restaurants?
Well, it's whoever has the last tattoo standing.
Craig, you know, that's an idea. It's not a good idea, but an idea.
That is an idea.
What do you think?
I think by this time I've got everything tattooed on my
body. Absolutely do. Craig, what else could we do?
We probably could just do it like a bracket. and like say this one versus this one and go all the way down to a champion.
And vote two out of three.
Kind of like we did for the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, guys? I kind of like that idea.
It's funny you said that because I've already drawn a bracket right here.
Nice.
It's time for the Magic Kingdom Quick Service Battle Royale. Now, we have narrowed it down to 8 quick service establishments in the Magic Kingdom. Tortuga Tavern, Tomorrowland Terrace, Casey's Corner, Pecos Bill's, Cosmic Rays, Starlight Cafe, Be Our Guest Lunch, Columbia Harbor House, and Pinocchio's Village House. Let's start with matchup number one. Now, first of all, I love Magic Kingdom Quick Service. I'm a big fan of it. I think they got a lot of good options. So this is going to be, like Animal Kingdoms, I think this is going to be pretty tough.
I don't know. I'd still put Epcot and Animal Kingdom above Magic Kingdom.
Mm. Well, let's see how this goes. Matchup number one. Let's start in the top left-hand corner of the bracket. Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Cafe. Is it Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe?
Inn and Cafe, yes.
It's taking on Casey's Corner.
Ooh, that's a pretty good matchup right off the bat.
Derek, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I know you're a big Casey's Corner fan. What do they have to offer?
Hot dogs.
And?
Regular and foot long.
And?
But they don't have your favorite anymore, do they?
And a bun.
What was your favorite? What used to be your favorite there, Derek?
They had the barbecue slaw dog. Which it was available in December, so it was one of their seasonal offerings. So,
on my most recent trip, I had the foot long macaroni and cheese dog,
ooh,
and it was quite good. And the only reason I got it was I was there waiting for the parade. It has mobile ordering, and so I think we need to acknowledge that on these restaurants is, and I bypassed a whole lot of people. So it used to be I didn't want to go to Casey's because I always had a long line, but with mobile ordering, it enabled me to try that. Right now they have the all beef foot long hot dog, the regular hot dog, chili cheese hot dog, macaroni and cheese hot dog, and they'll run a specialty as well. They also have some loaded Philly cheesesteak fries now, what I'm saying.
And I think the corn dog nuggets. The fries, the special fries they have, usually has a hot dog also.
Okay.
Or they did the light when we went in May, they had a.
And let's acknowledge too, there's other places here that you can get kind of quick service meals in Magic Kingdom. Sleepy Hollow and Golden Oak Outpost are a couple of those that we excluded
Friar's
from the list.
Nook.
Friar's Nook, which you can get a good quick service meal at all those, but we just have the quick service establishments as listed here on the website. Craig, why don't you share with the folks at home what Pecos Bill's has to offer?
Pecos Bill's has a third-pound Angus cheeseburger, Southwest salad, chicken salad, nachos.
Nacho. Podcast
beef rice beef rice bowl, a lot of just
fajita platter, I believe,
Tex-Mex kind of stuff,
so, more of a Mexican inspired flair,
correct.
And they also have a great toppings bar, but now they do charge for guacamole. That's the big for a long time they gave free unlimited amounts of guac, but no more. Side of guac now costs you $2. Yes,
I'll bring my own, thank you.
Got the nachos, the fajitas, Southwest options. Craig, why don't you go ahead and pick first? What's getting your vote to advance?
What's going to get my vote? I love hot dogs and all the offerings there at Casey's, but I'm probably leaning more towards Pecos Bill because of the salad bar. I mean, you can get let's say you're doing a keto diet or something like that. You can get everything you want to with the lettuce, everything there.
Who are you talking? Let's say you're doing a diet. Who is this guy? Does he listen to our show? Is he on this
team? Listen, I'm saying if you're doing
if
you're at Disney, you're probably not doing any kind of diet,
right?
But if you're doing some kind of diet, you could go there and get the whole fixings bar, and just dump your meat on top of it and have you a good taco salad or something like that. I mean, it's the fixings bar is unbelievable.
And Disney is very good in terms of accommodating any dietary restriction.
Sure.
So,
my vote is probably going to lean towards Pecos Bill's.
Pecos Bill's has one vote. What about you, Derek?
Did he cast a vote? He said it leaned that way. He didn't really.
I think he's. Are you?
My
casting?
Vote is for Pecos
okay,
Bills.
Okay, I was just.
To be or not to be. Derek, what about you?
I do enjoy Mexican food, but.
Uh oh.
There's a but.
Location is key for me.
Hmm.
And so when I'm about these two, when I consider these two against each other, I'm going with Casey's just because of location. It's to me, it's easier to get to
when you're about to do a parade or fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's optimum for that. Optimal. Yeah. I think it's optimal for that. And Pecos is good for the daytime parade. because you're right there at the start point. So we've watched the daytime parade several times from Pecos Bills. But I think I'm going to go with the All-American Hot Dog Factory and go with Casey's.
Can I also say, though, as far as Pecos Bills, is you have room galore to sit and be in air conditioning. Casey's a little bit more crowded. Every time I've been in there, it's always been crowded. But, I mean, that doesn't sway you one or the other on the food. But I'm just saying, I like that about Pecos. I mean, there's all kinds of room to sit. I mean, there's a room, and here's another room. You didn't know this room was there. So it's kind of neat to have all that room.
Dotson.
All right, down to you, Matt.
This is tough for me because I just went to Casey's on the last trip, and I loved it, and the hot dog was great. And I like Pecos Bills. Haven't been there in a while. It's one of those I always mean to go by. I think you get a little bit more bang for your buck at Pecos Bills. And at the end of the day, Casey's is mainly a hot dog establishment. And I love a good hot dog, and it's really good at Casey's, but I think Pecos Bills is more of a unique option that you can't find as frequently throughout Disney World. So, sorry, Derek, I'm going to take Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. I think the Fixings Bar adds a lot to it in terms of the value, as you said, Craig. But can't go wrong with Casey's. That was a tough first-round matchup.
Yeah, those are two good ones.
I'm okay with either of those.
Yep.
I do enjoy Pecos Bill's, but...
But Pecos does not have mobile ordering, correct?
It does have mobile ordering.
It does. So both of those have mobile ordering.
And with the latest update to the Disney app, it actually shows you which... Dining, if you click on dining in the Magic Kingdom or any part, it shows a little logo so you know which ones do have mobile ordering.
Oh, that's
so nice. That's kind of nice. And it's just about all of them except for the sit downs and the carts. So Pecos Bills advances to round two. Let's move on down to the south bracket. Pinocchio's Village House. Or Be Our Guest Lunch.
Ooh.
It's kind of a mismatched.
Very mismatched.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Poor old Pinocchio.
Okay, are you just a quick. I was thinking it was the favorite.
Quick question. Have we all eaten at both of these?
I have.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. I have. Sorry, I didn't answer. I have to.
I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to get roasted for this.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say Pinocchio's Village House. For the simple fact that it's easy to get to. It has food that I know my kids are going to like. And I don't know, every time I've been to Be Our Guest for Lunch, it's kind of a painstaking process. So go ahead and roast me while I'm wrong.
The only thing I think is neat from Pinocchio's is you can see it from It's a Small World.
Yeah, looking down on people, that's always fun to do.
Well, I'll go ahead and give my take then, Derek. After Matthew picked Pinocchio's, if I look at the two, like you said, it's a... Flatbread, mostly those type of things at Pinocchio's. Well, I guess we need to go ahead and tell that we didn't do that on this one. What's Pinocchio's mainly have there, Derek?
It's mainly Italian type food, mm-hmm. Flatbreads, a little bit of pasta, some chicken nuggets, mainly stuff kids will like.
Yeah,
like Matt says.
And then, Be Our Guest has.
Oh, hang on, let me pull it up.
Now, also at Pinocchio's, they have the. Now, if you're on the dining plan, you can get the slushy as your drink. I learned that in December. So we had like six slushies. Four slushies. So there's that. And another thing, you know, we talk a lot about Be Our Guests, the setting. It's awesome. You're in the Beast Castle. And obviously it's the top-notch quick service setting probably in Magic Kingdom. But Pinocchio's is neat too, especially, and we've done this before, we got a table overlooking It's a Small World. And so just getting to overlook the ride, I think Pinocchio's is one of the ones that's a little underrated in terms of a lot of things. But Derek, what else do they have to eat at Pinocchio's?
So who else? Right. Someone else enjoys looking down on people?
Of course. Oh, who doesn't? I'm kidding. I'm kidding, people.
So what does Be Our Guest have, Derek?
Be Our Guest is a little more extravagant. They have things like braised pork. They have a French dip sandwich, a croque monsieur, which is basically a grilled cheese with ham.
I had the tuna niqua salad one time. And it's pricier, too, than Pinocchio's.
It is. And a French onion soup and a turkey sandwich. So, I mean, it's a little more extravagant.
And let's not forget this. You have to have a reservation to eat Be Our Guest Lunch.
You do.
So it is a quick service, but it isn't. And we contemplated whether or not to even put it on the list.
Right.
So
probably my vote is still going to go with Be Our Guest. It's one of my favorite restaurants on at Magic Kingdom, whether it be lunch or supper. I just like the atmosphere, and I like the settings.
Be Our Guest does have refillable drinks,
so you can get all you want to drink. And it's just the atmosphere gets it for me. The food, I lean more towards the food, too, at Be Our Guest. So my vote's with Be Our Guest.
I think it's no joke that the food is probably higher quality. I tend to be, for whatever reason, I know Derek and I know both of you place a larger emphasis on food quality. I look more at the ease of the experience. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, that goes for fireworks, that goes for anything. So, Derek, which one are you picking? You got to break the tie. Be Our Guest or Pinocchio's? Could it be the upset of the year?
It could not.
Oh.
Because Be Our Guest is still going to win. That's what I'm going to vote for. It's tough to beat the scenes.
Yeah.
In the castle. I know you have to have a reservation, but it's still food that's unique to that restaurant, I think. And whereas flatbreads, you can get flatbreads, chicken nuggets, a lot of
that's
the stuff
true.
At Pinocchio's, you can get that other places. It's not, there's nothing really special about Pinocchio's that draws me there.
I like the Pinocchio, the movie. It reminds me
and
of that.
You can't get the gray stuff at Pinocchio's.
That's true. Now, I will say, if you do eat quick service lunch at Be Our Guest, you need to pre-order. Because that's another thing. That the couple times I've been there for lunch, I had a lunch reservation, but I still stood in line for 20 minutes
right.
just to order my food. But you can pre-order. It's not the same as mobile ordering. But if you are planning on going there, I highly suggest, you. First of all, you have to have a reservation, and you need to pre-order your lunch at Be Our Guest.
And the other thing about Be Our Guest lunch is you get to choose where you want to sit. So you can sit anywhere in any of the rooms. And so you don't get that choice at supper,
right? I still want to try Be Our Guest dinner. Never done it.
You need to do it.
I figure you and Derek are probably going to do it while I'm not there, right?
Well, great idea.
Candlelight.
Speaking of candles.
Try it again.
Oh no! Here we go.
The candle lights the room even brighter than the broom.
I don't even know where that comes from.
Okay, so Be Our Guest has advanced to the semifinals. Let's move on to our next matchup. We've got Columbia Harbor House taking on the rarely open Tortuga Tavern. I mean,
is this a buy?
We had to come up with an eighth one.
I think I'd have rather seen Friar's Nook.
This is more rarely open. Yes.
You may go first on this one? Or
let me go ahead and let me read you the elaborate menu here at Tortuga Tavern.
Oh, you got that one? Okay.
I do. Chipotle barbecue short rib.
Mm.
All beef hot dog, which you can get at Casey's, I'm sure is way better. Turkey leg or the all beef hot dog combo. So you got a braised short rib, a hot dog, or a turkey leg.
My question is, if it wasn't all beef, would they put partial beef hot dog? I mean, would they?
They probably wouldn't advertise.
Okay, I just didn't know.
So that's your Tortuga Tavern options, which it used. They've done a lot of switching over the years. I ate at Tortuga Tavern back in 2012, and it was pretty much what Pecos Bills is now. You had a toppings bar, you had some Mexican inspired dishes, but Tortuga Tavern's still trying to figure out what it is. So, Derek, tell us about Columbia Harbor House.
Seafood and fried seafood. Lobster rolls. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just being smart with you. But
clam chowder.
Yes, your wife's
fish and
favorite.
Chips.
Mm-hmm. Fried shrimp.
I think they have a combo platter with fish and chicken or something like that. Pretty much deep fried sea.
They have clam strips.
Also have the Land and Sea Trio fried shrimp, breaded chicken breast nuggets, and battered fish. So that's triple fried there. They have grilled salmon, tuna sandwich, a chicken pot pie, shrimp wedge salad. Actually, the first time the first time we dined together at Walt Disney World, it was at Columbia Harbor House.
That's one way to do it.
Josh. Yeah, it is one way to do it. So my vote is going to Columbia Harbor House. It's one of my favorite on property. What about you, Craig?
I'm with you. I mean, again, the matchup here is pretty sad, but Columbia Harbor House is one of my favorites, so I'm going to go with Columbia Harbor House.
Derek?
I'm going to go with Columbia Harbor House.
The clean sweep.
Make it quick.
And another one, Columbia Harbor House, that does mobile ordering. And I cannot emphasize that enough. Derek, we were there in December and waited half an hour to place an order. I did, anyways. I was there on spring break, mobile ordered, picked my food up in less than 2 minutes. So use mobile ordering. Use it. Our final first round matchup is Tomorrowland Terrace taking on Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. It's the Battle of Tomorrowland Quick Service Dining. Again, one of which is occasionally not open, and that's Tomorrowland Terrace. Derek, hit us with that Tomorrowland Terrace menu.
It's almost as good as Tortuga Taverns.
Maybe.
They have pizza, hamburgers. They do have a pulled pork sandwich, veggie burger, chicken strips, salads, general fare.
And it's often used as a place for the dessert parties and things of that nature.
Yes.
Over at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, they still have three bays, right, with different things. I'm not going to read. They have some special, incredible, inspired dishes. I'm not going to read those because they may not be around
probably
very
just
long.
For the summer.
Half of a rotisserie chicken, barbecue pulled pork platter. Those things come with green beans, mashed potatoes, third pound Angus bacon burger, grilled chicken club burger, chicken nuggets, Greek salad, all beef hot dog. And they also have a pretty good toppings bar. Not quite as good as Pecos Bill's, but they had mushrooms and cheese sauce and other things like that. At least they did. I don't know if they do now. Craig, have you eaten at either of these?
Yes, both.
And which one is getting your vote?
It would have to be Starlight. Starlight is they have, to be quick service, their food is really good, especially the hamburgers. Hamburgers are really, really good. And then you got the Fixins Bar with them like you do at Pecos Bill's, and you can load up a burger, or you can just have a salad.
I mean, yeah.
Same thing, but I've, every time we've arrived there, we've been overly impressed of how good the food is considering it's quick service. So,
Cosmic Rays, Starlight Cafe, vote for them. I, too, am going to vote for Cosmic Rays. I think we also need to acknowledge the alien in the room, Sunny Eclipse, who you can see perform live at Cosmic Rays. So you have some entertainment with your dinner, which is a rarity at quick service establishments. And the toppings bar is really good. We've had good experiences at Cosmic Rays in the past. Derek, what about you? Which one is getting your vote?
I'm going to have to go with Cosmic Rays. I did want to ask, they have the three bays, so do they have three different mobile ordering pickups?
I don't know. I would guess they only have one mobile ordering pickup. But for the record, I only have one bay, and that is my lovely wife, Cecily. Thanks. Hey. No, but Derek, I don't know. I haven't been there. Now, they just renovated it, and they added some more seating.
Without air conditioning?
Yes, we established that on Grim Grinning Gossip.
Oh, so what?
Heaven help us.
That was true?
Yes, there is no AC outside.
You didn't hear it from me.
But... All right, it's time for the final four. Let's hit on those final four. You got Columbia Harbor House, Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, Pecos Bill's, and Be Our Guest Lunch.
Ooh.
So probably final four. I'm not too surprised about these four.
Probably where we should have just started.
Yeah, probably so. Tortuga Tavern, I thought it was going to make a big upset. Let's move back over to the left side of the bracket. Pecos Bill's or Be Our Guest Lunch?
Derek starts us up.
Start it up, Derek.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the ambiance of the Be Our Guest. That's the only time I've eaten at Be Our Guest is lunch, and I've eaten there three or four, and it's been good every time. So I can't stray away from it, even though I do enjoy Pecos Bill's too. But I think the theming of the restaurant is just too much for Pecos to overcome.
So taking Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest, yes.
Okay, I'm going to choose Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. I think it's a more affordable option. I think it's more convenient, and it's a less hectic. I mean, it's a hectic place, but I like the Old West. I like history. There's a lot of theming in a lot of those dining rooms. It's a pretty expansive dining hall, too. And right next door to Country Bear, Jamboree, and Splash Mountain, two of my favorite attractions. So, I like the toppings bar. So I'm going to take Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. So that's 1-1, Craig. Which one are you taking?
I really like the Pecos Bill's for the variety, the amount of food, because I'm a big eater. So mm-hmm. I really like that. I really like Be Our Guest because they have unlimited drinks.
I can't tell where he's going here, Derek.
I like both. They're both. That's a tough choice for me. Probably not my favorite quick service of all of them, either one of those two. But probably I'm going to go with Be Our Guest because, again, of the setting, the ambiance, and the choice you have to sit wherever you want to. If you don't get to go to a night service, like Derek said, to the dinner, you get a chance to experience all that without it's just hard to beat. I think if you're looking at taking children there, they're going to like get more out of that than do Pecos Bill. Now, as far as food goes, I think it's kind of a toss-up, but I would lean more towards the setting.
You guys with your upscale palates.
Yes.
I like the fine dining.
That's because we're DVC renters.
Haven't heard that one in a while. Our second and final semifinal matchup, which one of these is going to take on Be Our Guest? Is it going to be Columbia Harbor House or Cosmic Rays? Craig?
Again, I like the Fixin's Bar at Cosmic Rays. Love their burgers, hard to beat, but probably my favorite place of anywhere quick service is Harbor House. I just love the food. I love seafood. And I just, it's a go-to. That place is, and I think I speak for several because that place is always packed. I just like the setting, like the food. And so Harbor House gets my vote.
I, too, am going to take Columbia Harbor House. It is my favorite quick service in the Magic Kingdom. I'll go ahead and tell you that. I think it's great theming. I love the food. I've always had a good meal there. It's got great views, especially if you sit upstairs overlooking Haunted Mansion. You can even see Big Thunder Mountain in the background. And I don't know. Columbia Harbor House has a special place in my heart. I think it's got fresh food, comparatively speaking. So I'm going to take that. I like Cosmic Rays. No, I don't often find myself around Tomorrowland during lunchtime for some reason. So, Derek, which would you have picked if it mattered?
If it had mattered, I would have picked Columbia Harbor House.
Clean sweep.
It's just...
What if it did? What if it didn't matter?
If it didn't matter, since it didn't matter, I will pick Columbia Harbor House. I'm kind of like you. I'm not really over in Tomorrow. I'm over at Tomorrowland at night to see the neon and all, but it's just not, if I'm going to eat somewhere, I'm going to go to Friar's Nook or something a little less crowded, even though Fantasyland is nuts right there at Friar's Nook. But.
And you know, that's probably the reason I've chosen some of the things that like Be Our Guest over Pecos Bills. When I'm at Disney too, I want to eat Disney food. I don't want to eat, and that's probably why Casey's Corner wasn't on my list. I don't want to eat what I can get anywhere else. Now, if I guess I go Casey's Corner, I'm going to get a slaw dog, barbecue slaw dog, something like that, something different. But I'm trying to look for, that's why I think Be Our Guest in Harbor House is kind of a little different.
It's time for the grand finale. Columbia Harbor House taking on Be Our Guest lunch.
Wow.
Now, bear in mind, it's just lunch.
Just lunch.
Just
so.
Are we going on a date?
No.
It's just lunch?
Just lunch.
It's time. Craig, which one are you picking between Columbia Harbor House and Be Our Guest Lunch?
Two of my favorites, and I think lots of other people's favorites too, for it to come down the last two here. But I am going to choose, just make it quick here, I'm going to choose Columbia Harbor House.
Ooh.
Because I love the food better than Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest atmosphere is better. But as far as just food, if I'm looking for, I'm going to go to Columbia Harbor House. It's hard. It's hard because unlimited drink refills really speak to me.
Yeah.
Because it's the summer, so I'm really thinking about that.
Yep.
But probably food-wise and where it is in the park to probably Columbia Harbor House for me.
Derek, which one would you pick?
I'm going to make this a little tough on you, Matthew.
Love it. Love it. Bring it on.
The one thing I wish Columbia Harbor House offered was more baked seafood.
Yeah. It's really just the salmon.
I'm not all fried. And the last time I was there, I had a grilled chicken salad, and it was awful.
Oh.
But that's my fault.
Hence the word
forgetting
salad.
That's my own fault for getting a salad and a seafood place.
Right.
Honestly, it was not a good salad.
This grilled tilapia over here at Ruth's Chris is awful. Sorry. Go ahead.
But at the same time, Be Our Guest is so limited. I think to be the best quick service, I think you should be available to everybody.
That's a very good point.
So I'm going to surprise myself here, and I'm going to go with Columbia Harbor.
Oh, wow. He changed his mind right there.
He did.
Mid-thought.
And that's what I kept thinking.
That was good.
I would have picked Columbia Harbor House, too, which is strange. It's clean sweep. But, you know, I'm thinking, if I want to go to Columbia Harbor House, I can go any time from, say, 11:30 to close, typically. Right. And Be Our Guest, you have to have a reservation. There's no just popping in to grab a bite. And it's limited hours because it converts at dinner time. So, as you said, to be the best quick service dining establishment in Magic Kingdom, it needs to be quick service all the time.
And probably for dinner, probably Be Our Guest is number one.
It may be.
I mean, because it's tough to beat that.
Well, but Craig, as we voted, Cinderella Castle, Cinderella's Royal Table was the favorite. But
you can,
the meal itself
is... You can go back and listen to that. That was not my vote.
Oh, well. Well, guys, that's fun. I'm not too surprised. I don't think much surprising here in this bracket. I'm surprised that Beer Guest didn't get a single vote, but Columbia Harbor House, I think it's what a lot of quick service establishments should strive for. It's well themed. It's got unique food items. It's got good views.
I want to say Columbia Harbor House is also the busiest quick service on property.
It seems like it.
I think that's what I was told.
One time. Cosmic Craze is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I love Columbia Harbor House. It's time now. We're going to jump right into it. Congratulations to Columbia Harbor House for winning our Magic Kingdom Quick Service Battle Royale.
Get up, Rocky.
Get up, Rock. Come on. Okay. That'll take us to a segment we call
Greatness.
Guys, is that ever going to die?
Sad.
Greatness.
We'll take it. All right. I don't know who has the question today, but I'll go ahead and ask it.
Okay, we'll let you.
What is your favorite quick service meal in all of Magic Kingdom? We've talked about the dining establishments. I don't know if we got into our specifically favorite meals. What is your, if you had one quick service meal at Magic Kingdom, what would it be? I'll go first. I'm going to Columbia Harbor House. Shocker.
Wait, we're just Magic Kingdom?
Yes, just okay. Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
I'm going to Columbia Harbor House. I'm getting the lobster roll with the house made chips. And I'm also going to get a side of clam chowder. I like the coolness of the lobster roll. And again, I've told people before, I don't frequently visit Maine, so one could say that I don't have a good...
Or ever.
I'm not an expert when it comes to lobster rolls, but I like it. I'm liking the fact that I can go to a theme park and get a lobster roll as a sandwich, and it's always been good every time I've gotten it. I feel like they don't give you as much lobster as they used to, but the roll is fresh, chips are good, and the clam chowder, Sissy and I both love the clam chowder. It's always good, so that's what I'm getting. That's my meal. What about you, Derek?
Well, if it doesn't have to be any of that, I'm going to go to Friar's Nook and get the buffalo chicken tots.
Nice.
I was surprised at how much I enjoyed those, and I'm still surprised at it. So,
now, you guys are pretty much living in the Magic Kingdom while I'm not there, so do you think you'll get some
pretty much
buffalo chicken tots?
We'll be
probably will.
Without me. Yeah. Enjoy.
So, but you'll probably get to try some.
Save me a handful.
Okay.
Just put them in your pocket.
Sure.
Thanks.
But, I mean... I don't know. But then there's the Nutella waffle from Sleepy Hollow, and that's my top two things right now for Magic Kingdom.
I was kind of going along the same lines as Derek. I know it's not a quick service meal, but I was going to go over and get a cream cheese pretzel, and I was going to
the lunching pad.
Yes, I mean that's one of my favorites.
And the lunching pad we probably could have put on the quick service list. We didn't.
They have hot dogs. They have as much as Tortuga Tavern.
We probably should have put them on instead of Tortuga Tavern. Oh, well. But it wouldn't have changed the winner.
I probably would have got a lobster roll at Harbor House. But probably, I'm into the snack stuff and going over and getting LeFou's Brew to go with it. I mean,
I like that.
You know.
It's a good plan.
Yep.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. Guys, I'm hungry. I'm going to have to go grab a quick bite
I like Craig's idea because you can eat more that way.
Exactly. And spend
cheaper.
More.
Probably not.
Listeners, we encourage you to share your feedback. What is your favorite Magic Kingdom quick service restaurant? What's your favorite quick service meal at the Magic Kingdom? What do you like to eat when you go there? Guys, anything else before we head out?
Again, we leave in 2 days, headed for Magic Kingdom.
You mean you and Derek.
And all places in between. It's going to be awesome. We're leaving early. We hope to see you there. If you want to holler at us, we will probably more than likely have on our Grim Grinning Guys shirts and
be posting on the Twitter quite a bit.
Holler at us if you listen to the show.
If you know somebody that might be there when we're there, we might have something.
Ooh, a prize, a giveaway?
And we plan on doing a show while we're down there.
Maybe.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yep. Well, thank you for listening. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
And they are as follows. Tortuga Tavern, Marlin.
Mario Land.
Tortuga.
That's not. He did circus music.
Do, do, do. Tortuga Tavern.
Sorry, it's part of my voiceover. I always do. I'm going to do background music. No. And I probably would have got a lobster roll at Harbor Freight. Would probably be one of my favorites.
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight.